The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. Now, I would like to bring before you once again a five-word expression that's found in the Word of God. And for this, you will turn, please, to the epistle of Paul to the Romans and reading there in chapter 5. And we hope we can say a great deal about this, but we'll do what we can in the limited moments that are at our disposal. So, if you'll turn to Romans chapter 5 and verse 6, you read this amazing statement. For when we were yet without strength in due time, I want you to notice these five last words. Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, let those five words sink deep into that heart of yours. Christ died for the ungodly. No, he did not die for good people. He died for the ungodly. And by the way, the word ungodly simply means not like God. And it doesn't make any difference what your background has been. You may have had the best possible teaching. You may have been brought up in the most favorable environment that could have been provided for you. But notwithstanding the fact that you have had every possible advantage spiritually, you still are in that category described in Romans 5 and 6, ungodly, not like God. And isn't it wonderful to know that when you were yet without strength in due time, that is the proper time, Christ died for the ungodly. You know, thinking of the death of the Lord Jesus, and of course we stress it so frequently in our brief messages to you, because there's no way of salvation, there's no way of life, there's no way of cleansing, there's no possible means of getting to heaven apart from the sacrifice, the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the exercise of a personal faith on your part in the atonement, in the death of the Son of God. And so I repeat, it is so necessary. Let me ask you then, have you ever seen yourself as one of the ungodly or unlike God? If so, we have good news for you. We have the best possible news for you. And the truth is that when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for what kind of people? The ungodly. Now, I'm sure it's hardly necessary to remind you of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ never could have died. You see, as by one man we read in the Epistle to the Romans, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men for all have sinned. But you see, our Savior had never sinned, and consequently, death had no claim upon him. And so, when he goes to the cross, he goes there as my substitute. He goes there as my sacrifice. And the truth is, he so completely takes my place before God that my sins are put to his account, and as he takes my place upon that cross, he dies for my guilt and for my sin. He died, in other words, for, in the place of, in the stead of the ungodly. You know, that breaks my hard heart when I think of that. I committed the sin, I committed the offenses. The Lord Jesus takes the penalty. He takes the punishment so that I in turn might go free. And I'm glad, friends, that I have owned in his presence that I was one of the ungodly. Now listen, if you are ungodly, we have good news for you. If you aren't ungodly, we have no good news for you whatsoever. So sometimes, you know, people try to defend themselves and try to put all they can to their credit. Instead, if they were simply to own and to admit in the presence of God that they are sinners, in other words, not that we're all sinners and we haven't just exactly done the right thing always, but to admit that I am the sinner for whom Christ died. It's only those who come as such that receive the benefits of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it isn't possible, I wish it were possible today, to really make, to stand out the seriousness of even so much as One sin. All sin is against God. One sin, if unforgiven, would bar heaven to you forever and forever. But this is the good news. When we were yet without strength, that means when we could do nothing for ourselves, listen to those last five words. Christ died for the ungodly. You put your name there as one of the ungodly. You say, I'm the ungodly one for whom Christ died, and peace and joy will fill your soul.